I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A series of earthquakes and volcanic eruptions jolted locations on opposite ends of the Pacific Ocean Tuesday. The U.S. Geological Survey says a massive 8.2 magnitude earthquake struck about 280 kilometers southeast of Alaska's Kodiak Island, initially prompting emergency officials to issue a tsunami warning for large parts of coastal Alaska and Canada's British Columbia, and placed the entire U.S. West Coast and the U.S. Pacific state of Hawaii under a tsunami watch. Several hours earlier and more than 5,000 kilometers away, a Japanese soldier was killed and several other people injured as a result of volcanic eruption near a mountain ski resort. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a bill reopening the federal government, ending a three-day partial shutdown that was triggered in part by partisan brawls over immigration. Late Monday, members of the House of Representatives voted to approve the bill the U.S. Senate passed earlier in the day. Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell blamed Senate Democrats for that shutdown.
Madam President, after 3 days of an unnecessary lapse in funding, a bipartisan majority has brought the Democratic leader's extraordinary filibuster to an end and passed a bipartisan bill to reopen the federal government.
And the stalemate was over Democrats' demands that Congress address the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says they will hold Republicans to their promise to do so as conditions of the deal.
The Republican majority now has 17 days to prevent the Dreamers from being deported.
House Republicans, however, say that they are not bound by promises made in the Senate. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence reiterated Tuesday the Trump administration's view that the international deal on Iran's